This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to episode number 157.
Is that the limit of your French?
No, I don't want that.
Oh, okay.
So what I decided to go with.
Oh.
Why?
Okay.
I like it.
All
right. This felt right.
Alrighty then.
Felt right. Did you finish up Santa Clarita Diet?
I finished episode 9 right before I walked out the door to come over here.
We're going
to
wait then.
Yeah.
We'll wait.
Yeah, it was getting really good, though. Like, the two Serbs in the van that said Serbs are one.
Yes.
Or Serbs rule one.
Yes.
That had just gone through the drive-thru and said, would you prefer to be pulled through a large opening slowly or a small opening quickly? What? Yeah. And Abby's new friend, the girl there who she was trying to get her guitar back. Yeah, we got some stuff to talk about when I get done.
Yes. Yes, we do. Did you watch the very first episode of Game of Thrones?
I did.
Okay.
Did you?
I did. But you seem a bit reluctant.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I don't know if it's because it's been so long or because I watched so many other shows around it that were faster paced, but I found myself repeatedly pausing and saying, my God, how much more time is left in this episode?
I didn't experience that at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I did not have that same effect, actually. I mean, I did feel like it was a good setup episode. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, okay, so this is what happened. Mm-hmm. This is where everyone is, you know. We see, hold on. Excuse me. Thank you. We see Dany come to Winterfell with Jon and her unsullied army. And
yeah, that was a good 10 minutes right there of watching people march.
We see the Hound return.
March.
We see the Hound return.
Yep.
I really enjoyed the interaction between Arya.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pronounce her name right now, but anyways.
Yeah, that's it, Arya.
Okay, Arya. Okay, between her and the Hound at the end.
You're a cold-hearted bitch.
Aren't you? Yeah.
Must be why you're still alive.
And then he smiles and walks off. I enjoyed their interaction.
Yes.
I thought that was great. I liked seeing her and Jon get back together, you know, finally reunite or whatever. What I did think was exceptionally odd was that I know there's only 6 episodes this season, but I didn't think they were going to have someone tell Jon straight away that he's the true heir to the Iron Throne.
Well, Bran said it was time.
Yeah.
Said now is the time.
I figured that would drag on a little bit,
right.
At least a couple of episodes.
He didn't seem to want to have anything to do with it, though.
No, he didn't, because I think in his mind, what's the most important thing to focus on is the war with the White Walkers and the undead army, as opposed to quibbling over the crown, over the throne, because it honestly doesn't matter to him.
Which he said like 30 times to different people in different respects, whether they were anti-Daenerys, pro-him.
Mad because they made him the king of the North and he gave up the crown to her.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And they're
over and over again, he's like, look, it doesn't matter. We've got zombies coming.
Exactly.
And a zombie dragon.
Their aunt and nephew. That's the relationship between Daenerys and Jon Snow, is aunt and nephew, because her brother is his dad.
Oh, this is already a show that's introduced siblings having sex and creating heirs.
So. I did, when I was trying to look up to see what the relation was, I did read this thing where it said that the Targaryens, they tried so hard to keep, because of the bloodline with the dragons, they tried to keep it so, you know, intertwined within themselves that actually Daenerys and Jon aren't related enough to be in a relationship together.
I believe that. Yep.
So I thought that was pretty funny. and I'm not going to remember any of the people they are, but when you had some of the wildlings, and I think some of the Night's Watch people, and they were searching that castle that was dark, and then they came upon each other, and he's like, his eyes are blue! They've always been blue! I thought that part was funny.
Yeah.
And then if you look when they go in and the kid's undead on spike to the wall, it's that spiral...
made up of legs and arms.
Yes, but it's that spiral symbol of the White Walkers. Because we've seen that in the past as well. So, I don't know. I enjoyed it.
I didn't not enjoy it, but yeah. I found myself, like I said, just going, come on. It's dragging.
Well,
and like I said, you know, the opening scene is them marching.
Yeah.
And that went on for a long time. I'm saying 10 minutes, which is a bit of an exaggeration.
Right.
But it's not that much of an exaggeration.
Fair enough.
You know,
this was basically a big setup episode.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, I did like how we had... Well, not did like, but when Daenerys and Targon, whatever. I can't remember his
Tyrion?
Name. No. They go talk to Samwell.
Oh, yeah.
The knight that Samwell saved.
Ser Jorah,
thank you. And basically that's when they find out that, that's who your parents are, your dad is. Oh, I killed your dad and brother.
Yeah. They were prisoners and they wouldn't bend a knee, so I cooked them.
Right.
I killed your dad.
Yeah.
Well, at least I can go home to my brother.
Yeah, about that. But you notice when your dad's dead, he's like, well, your brother's dead, crying.
Yep.
So, I enjoyed the setup a lot of things. Oh, we had Theon rescued his sister,
mm-hmm.
and she and some of her loyals, they stole back some of the Iron Fleet.
Three boats.
But they headed back to the Iron Islands, which were undefended,
yep.
to reclaim them. And she told Theon to go fight with the Starks, if that's what he wants to do.
That's going to be interesting. It was interesting enough seeing Jaime show up there.
Oh, I know. And then he turns around. The first person he sees is Bran. But I think Bran was
you're
waiting
the kid
for
him. Crippled.
Yeah, because Bran even said, I'm waiting for an old friend.
Mm.
Why are you just sitting out here? I'm waiting for an old friend.
Yeah.
And they didn't say who. And then one plus one. Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was a good episode. I thought they did a good job catching us up and then establishing where we're going to go. And we only got five more episodes.
Mm-hmm. They get progressively longer. I saw a timeline.
Yes,
thing.
They do. Like the last
first
couple
of 56, and yeah, the last
couple are like an hour and a half or something
2 hours.
Like that. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
They definitely pick up the length. So
yeah,
but yeah, I enjoyed it overall.
Good.
I really like their little After the show, like I watch it on HBO Now or whatever it is, and after the episode, they do a little like, "Hey, this is where we're at," type of thing, you know, talking about the show
mm-hmm.
and what you just saw and everything, and the way they kind of surmise it and put it all together is really cool. So
nice. Yeah, I never bother to watch that part because it usually cuts off. Like I could set it to record, but
yeah.
Excuse me.
Anyhow. So there's that.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it later.
Okay.
I started watching, do you remember Tin Star?
I remember you talking about it.
It's the one with, what the hell's his name? He was in Lie to Me.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking
Tim
about.
Roth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's a Canadian show. Anyways, the second season, I've watched like four episodes. It's pretty violent.
Yeah.
Like pretty aggressively violent show that like he is so over the top that it's like in this first season, you're like, okay, this could all have actually happened type mm-hmm. of thing, you know? Second season though, so far, no. Like, I don't care if he was the former chief of police, he would not be getting away with what he's getting away with.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Saying. As far as the shit that he's pulling, how he's acting, the antics he's doing, everything else, like, someone would have killed him by now, or he would be in jail for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I am enjoying it.
Good.
It's on Amazon right now. That's how I'm watching it.
Gotcha.
I don't remember how I watched the last time. Probably Amazon.
Yeah. You did have a one-month period there where you had Amazon.
Like three, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Like three consecutive. So. What did you watch?
Still watching What We Do in the Shadows. Still loving that. This episode was The Cursed Hat.
I do plan on catching up on that, actually.
Looked kind of like the sorting hat from Harry Potter.
Okay.
But it was made of witch flesh, and it's cursed. one point somebody else puts it on and he's like, what's this sucking feeling that I'm experiencing at the back of my head? And two of them at the same time just sigh and go, that's the witch anus. Because it's witch flesh. Yeah. Oh, it is a cursed hat, and it is beautiful how they do it. Trust me. This show is so funny. Tacoma FD.
It's another one I need to catch up on.
What's his name there? Not Rabbit, but the other one.
Yeah, Thorny. No, not Thorny.
Foster.
Foster, okay.
Foster was there as Wolf, the guy who was going to recertify them and, you know, is running them through the, yeah. You know, he's saying things like, you know, well, I was up there on the 60th floor. And Mac's like, I always call him Mac. He's like, there's no buildings in Tacoma that are higher than 30 stories. How could you be on the 60th floor? He goes, well, maybe it was Olympia. No, there's nothing up there. So he was full of crap. Good show, though. Did you watch Superstore? The Easter episode?
I did. Wait, hold on. The Easter episode.
Where Dina was concerned because the big Easter bunny was walking around the store and she could never catch him.
Oh, no. When was that on last night?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's why I haven't watched it then. Because I didn't watch that.
It's good. The Easter bunny is great.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Did you watch The Orville?
I did.
All right. Yep.
The reason, well, we'll get into it. Go ahead.
Well, you had said the reason why, because you asked me if I had watched it. You say you saw it was a two-part episode.
Right. But the only reason that I saw it was a two-part episode was because I went to look ahead. I was like, is this the season finale?
Yeah.
I was like 10 minutes in. And I saw that the next episode, the description said, the crew deals with the fallout from Kelly's decision.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sounds like a two-part episode.
It is. But you watched it anyways.
Yes.
Good episode.
It was good.
You know, it wasn't, I mean,
it definitely dealt with some interesting theology.
But yeah.
Basically, you know.
There's some sort of, they have a device. They're a neurological based time travel device that Isaac and
John
are working on. Thank you.
Tough name to remember.
Yeah, it is. And somehow Kelly's standing near it, and they go through some sort of turbulence, the space turbulence, or something like that.
It's a gravity pulse.
Okay. And because she was thinking about her and Ed's first date, she pulled that version of herself from Earth through time to now.
Yep.
Kind of crazy.
Yep.
But what I thought was interesting was once they sorted all that out and figured it all out and hashed it all out and blah, blah, blah.
Realized that the time stream was still intact and
she decides to date Ed.
The young version does.
The young version of Kelly decides to date Ed.
Because the old version, he talks to her in the beginning, and he's like, it's still not off the table for us to get back together. And she's like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, I care about this. I care about this. And so, yeah, the young version does. But the young version has some, like, kind of harsh words for older version of Kelly. She's basically like, let me see, I'm not married.
Yeah.
I'm not a captain of my own ship. And I'm keeping a distance between me and all my crew. These are three things that I didn't want to happen. Like, I wanted the opposite of those things.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that this is what my life is in the future? Yeah. I don't want to live like that. I want to be friends with my crew. I want to be a captain. Yeah. And I want to be married by now. So there's a little friction there, and that's why she goes after Ed, because she had a good time with him. And
right.
His argument was kind of weak.
I've already experienced this before.
No. The one before that, when he was talking to older Kelly, and he's like, and I like how she was like, let's just say current Kelly, not old Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he basically was like, you know, I always wanted a chance to get a do-over and do this right, so I'd finally be able to. And she's like, but it's not me.
Right.
He's like, but it is you. And she's like, but there's no us without me in it. You'd be doing it with someone else who doesn't have those 7 years of experience that we've experienced together.
Right.
And then, of course, we had to do the traditional every show does it, How I Met Your Mother, Family Guy, you know,
yeah,
where they prove that dating someone who's that much younger than you is exhausting when you're an older person like he is, and go to the club, and he's like, oh,
it's only tired. 7 years.
Yeah. Well.
I don't really know if I buy that, because, again, it's only 7 years.
I think it depends on those 7 years, because think about this. A 14-year-old dating a 7-year-old.
Creepy.
Okay.
Yeah.
A 21-year-old dating a 14-year-old.
Wrong.
Okay. A 37-year-old dating a 30-year-old.
What's wrong with that?
A 30-year-old is probably going to be much more into the clubs, and the 37-year-old is going to be much closer to, let's just settle down and watch Game of Thrones. So 30-year-olds can be exhausting. 23-year-old versus 30, same kind of thing.
Okay, you know? I can go with that one.
So I think it depends on where that 7-year stretch is. But regardless,
yes,
I thought his argument was fairly weak because he was basically saying, I want a chance to do it over with Kelly. And she's like, I'm Kelly.
And then he dates her anyways.
Yep.
And he's just like, ah, but I've already experienced this with somebody else. I mean, granted, it was you, but it was a different you. And
yeah.
So they decide to erase her memory because they figure out how to send her back in time. And they're like, we can zap your memory so you forget about everything you've learned. And she's like, oh, obviously this happened before and I made it because that's why you don't remember any of this.
Yeah, and the timeline's
which is
intact.
Logical.
It is.
However, when she goes back in time, it ends with her telling Ed, yeah, I don't think this is going to work.
Yeah, so she refuses the second date.
Yeah. So obviously, like, that's going to have some pretty substantial issues, like mm-hmm. Ed not being a captain probably, or maybe
right,
he will be. Who
well,
knows?
She's the one that got him the
or
captain.
She'll be the captain and he won't be, or something.
Yeah.
How would the crew know any different?
Well, that's what they said. They were like, how come things haven't changed? And they're like, maybe they have. We're yeah. just experiencing it.
Right.
You know, this is just life for us now.
Yeah.
And that's when Seth MacFarlane's like, don't even get me started on time travel. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, that's half of your shows.
Right.
Deal with time travel. But, so it'll be interesting because next week is the season finale.
Okay, it is.
And it's going, like they said, you know, their crew will deal with the ramifications of Kelly's choice. It could be that we get a whole new Orville, you know, a whole new
I hope
crew.
Not, because I really like the crew the way it is.
I do, too.
I will say this. When they were at the club and you had
oh, Jesus.
Ed and the pilot, they yep. like, oh, I'm so tired. But you had Bordas and his
Clyden
just like.
Oh, my God. And they were going nuts. Yeah. Like, this is just like a mating dance on Mothless.
Yeah. Going insane.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. It was pretty awesome.
That was, I mean, they were really getting down.
What was it I watched afterwards? I was just thinking about the time. Oh, Wesley wanted to watch the Minion movies tonight, and it dealt with, like, that person who's like, oh, I'm not accepting any henchmen or whatever it is because I've mastered time travel, and every time I travel in time, I just bring that version of myself back. So there's like eight of them there. Have you seen the Minion movie?
No.
Okay. So there's like eight of this one. Because they're at this villain convention. Because mm-hmm. the Minions are trying to find someone to be a follower mm-hmm. to. And like they're all, here, I want you to move this over here. Well, no, I don't want to blah, blah, blah. And then it flies over and it hits one of them in the back of the head. And he goes, oh, no, we've killed the original. And there's a delay. And all of a sudden they start going,
oh, Jesus.
And then the body's just laying there and all the other ones are gone.
Nice.
Yeah.
There were three Arrowverse shows on this week. Arrow, I don't care to talk.
Didn't watch Arrow.
Legends was called Seance and Sensibility.
I watched Legends.
Not a bad episode.
I enjoyed it.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
Nate was dealing with his dad's death, and they were going to have a funeral service, but John discovered that his spirit was still there and wanted to tell Nathaniel something.
But here's the thing. Once he finally brings him forward, he brings him into Rory.
Which was great.
Which was like, hilarious.
That way he can be in the vessel. Who's the vessel?
Yeah.
Like, well, that's you.
But Nate's not in the room.
Right.
So he tells Constantine what he did and what happened. But he doesn't say anything to... And then, well, don't tell my son.
But then that Nate also saw the video, which was really weird to watch.
Yeah, the sales pitch video.
Yeah. My son drew this picture when he was like 5 years old of an amusement park that has dinosaurs and monsters and all kinds of magical creatures. And so I think we should make that a reality because that's what will bring everyone in the world together is happiness.
Yeah, that seemed weak sauce.
It seemed really weak sauce.
What did you think about, oh, you know what? What was that one? Was that this week?
This week was also the Jane Austen thing.
Okay, yeah, the Jane Austen one, and then you had the Kama Sutra thing,
yes.
Kama Diva, whatever, yep. which made
he,
everyone...
He claimed to be the Hindu god of love.
Yes.
But he actually was just, what was it, a couple thousand years ago, he was there when the guy, like, died,
yeah.
and he scooped up some of the magic dust and was like, oh, it makes me immortal, and I can do all this magical stuff.
And get banged.
A
bang,
lot.
Bang, a bangity bang. I said a bang, bang, bangity bang.
But... They had a nice little Bollywood number as
yes.
a result of it.
Oh, God, that was hilarious.
That was awesome.
See, again, I watched the show and I'm like, yep, I can totally believe this happening mm-hmm. right now on this show. I liked how Nora and...
oh, my God.
I don't want to say
Ray.
Ray. Nora and Ray hooked up. That was funny.
First off, the fact that he had Gideon make her basically like an old English nightgown.
God, that was hilarious.
She's like, boy, it really covers everything. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, why don't we just get in the bed together? There's room for both of us. And they're both like sitting there with their arms down. And she goes to touch him. And he's like, well, I should go sit in the chair. And he like sits in the chair and then just falls asleep.
And then the love potion hits them.
Yeah.
And they bang, a bang, a bangity bang.
Yeah, they really did.
They had What's-Her-Face break the fourth wall when she's making out with the god, and then Nate comes in, and then she looks, well, this is a dream.
Yeah, yeah. Zari was good that way. And Mona was the one who discovered it originally because she had the names of all of her favorite Jane Austen characters on her shirt,
yeah.
And they started getting erased.
Yes.
So she went with them, but then she ended up getting pissed because she realized that it's Jane Austen's fault that she became a romantic.
Right.
And wanted to, you know, be with Kune, and now he's dead, so...
Right.
She was going to kill Jane Austen to prevent anybody else from having to go.
But then Jane Austen talks her down somehow.
Yeah.
I still liked it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Flash? Did you watch Flash?
Was this the Godspeed?
Yeah.
A new speedster?
Okay. So, ultimately, I loved the episode.
I thought it was a really great episode because we got to see Nora's story.
Yes. And it was done really well.
She started working with Thawne. How she found out about her powers.
It felt like season one Flash stuff.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Great origin story.
Absolutely.
Her best friend
Best friend dies.
And, you know, we get to see Thawne almost as sympathetic, where the guy keeps electrocuting him, and they've got a countdown timer because they're going to execute him. The fact that they made Godspeed, a Velocity 9 addict, and B, a throwaway villain, really kind of bugged me.
Yeah.
Like, they took a speedster, a villain speedster,
and
we're like, we'll just throw him away in one episode. That's kind of dumb.
It did seem dumb, but at the same time, it was the only way to establish... No other villain could have made her go to Thawne.
Right. Well, no other villain could have hit her like that with lightning and shorted out her circuit.
So they kind of had to. So either they do a throwaway villain or he gets away.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's too bad. I mean, maybe they'll bring him up more in the future. But
did the ending piss you off?
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, Barry goes and talks to Thawne.
Yeah.
And basically sits there and runs him into the ground. And he's like, everything you've ever done and blah, blah, blah. And you deserve to die. And he's got like 10 minutes left to live.
Yeah. I meant Barry bringing Nora back to her own time and leaving her there.
That also wasn't cool. Especially Iris in the preview for the next one is like, I never got a chance to say goodbye to my daughter. You did that unilaterally without telling me?
Well, Barry does things like that. Barry makes the decisions.
He has been more lately.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of growing into being the Flash versus being, like, having to rely on everybody else. But, yeah, I was not a fan of that. He's like, if you try to come back through the Speed Force, I'll feel it and I'll stop you. Which, of course, you know they're going to reunite because they're going to have to.
Well, why would he want to leave? I mean, it's his daughter, and that's how he wants to leave their relationship.
It was, I'll tell you this, it was so touching seeing her first realization that her dad was the Flash.
Yeah, like, I didn't realize she didn't know.
Right. Like,
she did know.
It was harsh.
Yeah.
Watching that thing and watching the video from him during the crisis, which is coming.
Yep.
Crisis is coming in the fall, so that's exciting.
It is, actually, yeah.
But, so for her to see that and, like, all this time, first she has to deal with the fact that she has superpowers and her mom bound them, essentially. Now she has to deal with the fact that she has those superpowers because her dad is the Flash.
Yeah.
You know, the one who has a museum, the greatest hero in the city. And it was very emotional, and she really sold it well. Like, she looked traumatized.
Oh, I think she, yeah, absolutely. Supergirl wasn't on, correct?
Correct.
Let's see here. New Amsterdam was, huh?
Again, this is one of those shows that I almost forget that it's on sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, that's right, that was on, huh? Okay.
Quite frankly, for me with New Amsterdam, I put it on, and I kind of half watch it. I don't dislike it, but at the same time, it's just...
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. The Rookie.
Good episode.
Season finale. And left us on a dickhead cliffhanger.
That was the season finale?
That was the season finale.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, and they left us on that cliffhanger. So basically, there are these guys, there's three of them, they don't know how many at first, but they're part of a terror cell that wants to release this pathogen that kills people really quickly and really grossly and violently.
Kills them dead.
And they can aerosolize it.
Yes.
So they have these little mister bottles that have a chemical in them that when it's mixed with the virus, it causes it to react and become airborne. Then they just spray it and it's in the air and people bleed out the eyes and blah, blah, blah.
It's a pretty horrible death that Bradford got to sit and watch.
Yeah, which was brutal for him because the guy basically bled on him, like coughed up blood and it splattered on his skin. So he's like, oh, I must be infected. So he, you know, locked himself in the room, which I get what he was doing, but it also, like, he didn't seal the door. There was no towels or anything like that.
But the best, at least he closed the door, kept Chet out of the room.
Yeah, because he was trying to protect her. And he watched this guy die in front of him, like, really grossly and really violently. But they had a...
And slowly.
Yes. They had an antiviral, you know, a cure, basically. But as Felicia Day told them, because that's her for some reason, basically, the... If they didn't get help within, you know, X amount of time, it was a 90% mortality rate. If they did get the antiviral, then it was like 50%. So it was still very dicey.
Because the antiviral was experimental anyways.
Yeah, and they didn't have a lot of it. They were shipping more in.
Right.
So a lot of it dealt with people, you know, Lopez there calling her boyfriend and her, you know, West is like, you should tell him. And she's like, no, I can't do that. That's the kind of civil issues that he doesn't like. And,
yeah. And but, that she was right.
Yeah. Cause he's like, you can't do that. You can't tell me this and blah, blah. So they cuffed him in the back of the car.
Yeah. She arrested him for whatever reason. But then by the end, he was like, yeah, you're right. There's some things maybe I'm not always right about.
Right. Yeah. So. And so that was good. Nolan.
Well, that's real quick. So, Chen and Bradford are tied up at the house now.
Yeah.
Waiting for the CDC to show up.
Because there was
waiting
a backpack of one of the guys. He got the wrong backpack.
Yes,
one of
from
the
bus station, yes. Yeah. Then the rest of the crew is now looking for the two terrorists, and they manage to find out who they are. And they're searching, looking for them, and obviously they find them.
Yep. Chase them down.
Yep.
A lot of chasing going on. Foot chase, car chase.
Big shootout.
The bus shootout too. Not even a full shootout, but like
Then the bus happens.
She has that awesome rifle, and she's like, "Just get me a shot." And he's like, "I'll get you a shot."
Yeah,
he started walking up to that guy. He's like, "I made friggin' West of all people." You know? He's like, "I made peace with dying the moment I got on this bus." And he like walks right up to the guy. And the guy's like, "Ah!" And she shot right past his neck. And he's like, "Did you shoot me?" She's like, "Just a little bit."
Yeah,
but yeah, took him right out, one in the chest. The other guy, though, Nolan and his girlfriend tracked down.
Right.
So Nolan was already pissed off because she knew that there was the potential for this terror activity. She had credible intel that this could be happening. And he told her, oh, my son's coming into town. And she never said, tell him to stay away.
Yeah.
Because, as she said, well, I didn't know that it was definitely going to happen. And I couldn't panic you and them. And he's like, but you still could have said something. And I could have kept my son out of this.
Right.
So then they track down one of the guys, and he's in a shed, and Nolan talks about, she's a real dick about it, you know, she's like, yeah, you're going to die, we're going to kill you, blah, 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 and then Nolan's like, look, it doesn't have to go down this way, put the gun down, put your hands up, we'll arrest you.
Yeah.
And the guy does, he stands up, and he's got his hands up, and she plugs him right in the chest.
He was reaching. No, he wasn't. Yes, he was. Like,
yeah.
And then Nolan's now like... Because she legit just killed him.
Oh, yeah.
And then when he tells Talia, she's all like, well, you know, he was a terrorist who was going to kill a bunch, wanted to kill a bunch of people and blah, blah, blah. And you couldn't take your chance with that. And he's like, no, she lied to me.
Yeah.
She lied to me twice. That means either she doesn't trust me.
Or she's a liar.
Or she's a liar.
Which I thought, not a big stretch there. But...
Right. And then, of course, the cliffhanger.
The cliffhanger is that, you know, they get Bradford out. They give him the injection. And, you know, they're all making fun of him. They're like, let me guess. I'm Tim Bradford. I don't go to the hospital in an ambulance, and I'm not going to be in a wheelchair. I'll walk myself. And he's like, guys, don't you have better things to do? And he starts walking off and then just collapses, just falls back and boom.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was the friggin' season finale.
Yeah, so we don't know if he's dead or not.
This show doesn't get renewed.
Oh, yep.
I saw one of those, like, either on Facebook or Twitter. It was like, you know, like, shows you can't believe that they can cancel this season. And the image they're using is from The Rookie. And I went, bullshit. But I didn't fall for the clickbait. I clicked on comments. First one said, piece of shit using a photo of The Rookie. Stupid clickbait. Didn't even mention The Rookie in this article.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to say it again real quick because I talk about it every week. Mm-hmm. The kids are all right.
Yep.
It's funny. It's good. I really enjoy it. It's a fun half-hour show. I recommend it.
Nice.
I recommend it. I'm talking funny.
There was another episode of School this week. It was good. It was Mascot Wars.
That is a show I want to check out. There's like three shows I want to check out, but
I really enjoy that show. It always has good lessons and happy people. And
did you watch The Blacklist from last Friday?
I'm not sure. Hold on. Was there one last Friday?
I don't know. I watched one.
Which one was it?
Hold on. Maybe it was one that you had already seen, actually. Oh, you know what? I think you did already see it. It was Lady Luck.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it was Lady Luck. Yeah.
Interesting concept, huh?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It wasn't who I expected it to be.
Right.
It was an older lady who just won, like, a Mega Millions jackpot or whatever, but her son died the night she won, and she kind of blamed her husband. So
because he was in the car accident that killed her son.
Yeah. So she...
And he's now crippled so that he has to live in an iron lung, and she keeps him alive to basically remind him of his problem. Because he had a gambling problem as well.
Right. And so she basically takes these people with gambling problems and says, oh, I'll solve all your problems. All you gotta, you know, I'll pay off all your debt. You just got to do one thing for me.
Wasn't it a Twilight Zone kind of thing?
Yeah, which is murder someone.
Yep.
And who's he got to murder? Oh, someone who had a gambling addiction that already murdered someone for me.
It's a constant chain. Yeah. So, like, she presents it to Mike and says, Mike, go kill Bill. So Mike kills Bill. Then she comes to me and says, hey, go kill this guy Mike.
Yeah.
So I kill Mike, and then she goes to someone named Sue and says, go kill John.
Yeah.
And it's just a constant, never-ending, so she never pays anybody out, but she feels that she's doing a public service because she's
paying off the debt. That's the thing.
Is she?
Yeah, she is. That was the thing, because she is paying off the debt.
I thought that it was, she told them she'd pay off the debt.
No, because I remember when they talked, like, oh, you know, the black girl who, the guy drowned in the tub.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, all of a sudden all her debt got paid off and yada, yada, yada. So she's living kind of in poverty still.
Okay, yeah.
But she's using the Mega Millions that she won to pay off all these people's debts and then forcing them to kill someone to do it. So, yeah.
Yeah. That way their family is taken care of. Because
and that's what it is,
there's no more debt to the family and they won't have the problem of this problem gambler anymore.
Exactly. So they reset the family. Mm-hmm. She resets the family and gets rid of the problem. And then at the end when they're going to arrest her, and she puts the gun down, but then she, like, shoves the toaster into the sink full of water, and it shorts out the electricity to the house, and the guy's iron lung shuts off.
Yeah.
That was pretty clever on her part.
Yep. Yep.
That was pretty clever
on her part. Like, find the breaker. I don't know where it is.
Yeah. So, got a few more episodes of that this season still.
Yeah. Tonight, it's the 19th, is the Third Estate. And as of right now, it has six reviews. Don't know how, it isn't here yet, but it's got a 10.0 of those six reviews. And then next week we've got a double episode, the Brockton College Killer and Rassavet.
Ooh.
And then three more after that and we're done. So we've got six more episodes before the end of the season. Not bad.
Nice. Excuse me, I had a burp.
Oh, yeah. You seem to have a special burping towel.
No, it's just a thing.
It's a piece of cloth that you put over your mouth when you burp.
I know, I couldn't think of what I want to say, which it is.
It's a burping towel.
Which is like a handkerchief.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow.
What else did you watch?
I don't think I watched any more TV shows. Did you have any TV shows you watched?
I don't think so.
Okay. It wasn't a big TV week, I guess. Well, I was okay
with that because we only had like 4 days in between, and I was sick most of the day today, so I didn't have a lot of time to catch up on stuff.
The wife and I did watch Oak Island, and there's only one more episode left this season. It's the best season of the show yet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think that that's just because they're doing really good production-wise, or do you think it's because you went there?
I think because we went there has a lot to do with, like, it makes it a little bit more special. However, it's like they're doing the most digging they've done yet. They're the big... I think them digging up Smith's Cove really helped because they're covering so many things and so much stuff, and they're finding so much stuff this season. And again, it has to do with many episodes ago, Marty said, it was either Marty or Rick, was like, maybe the treasure's not here anymore. Something happened on this island, you know, like, and just everything they're finding. And it's just like in the past, like when they'd have like 8 episodes and, you know, like they didn't really find anything all 8 episodes. It was kind of like, eh, but they did just enough to keep you watching it. Well, this season, they're finding so much stuff. Now, granted, it's not the treasure, but it's just so many things. And it's just, I mean, this season, I think it's 20 or 21 episodes, which is double, I think, last season. And then like triple season one.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just the best season yet. And we're really, really enjoying it.
Good.
I watched some movies.
Okay. I did not.
Oh, okay. So do you just have trailers and news to talk about?
I just have trailers. I didn't even really have a lot of news.
I don't have any news either. All right. Well, I'll talk about my movies. I watched The Breaker Uppers. Well, I watched half of The Breaker Uppers, and I said, this is garbage, and I shut it off. It's that New Zealand or Australian show about the two friends who people pay them to go break them up with their spouse through usually comedic means. It was Mick.
Okay.
I watched The Basement. It's kind of like a psychological horror flick on Netflix. I think Jason Blum recommended it through his Twitter feed or something like that.
Okay.
About the serial killer who ties people up in his basement, but then either he has personality, it's like multiple personality disorders, or he's just likes fucking with people because he keeps coming down in different costumes, acting different ways, and messing with them, or them with the guy. It's pretty interesting, actually. It's, I mean, yeah, I enjoyed it. Okay. It's something worth checking out.
I remember one other show that I watched.
What?
Cloak and Dagger.
I, too, watched 75% of Cloak and Dagger.
Did you fall asleep, or you just...
I was at work watching it, and my shift ended. Like, I didn't get to finish it, and gotcha. Then today I just haven't had time to watch it because of every... You know,
All right, we'll hold off on that one.
Yeah, but I will say, of what I watched of it so far, it's really good.
Yeah, it really is. That show surprises me with how good it is every week.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, wait till you see. Ooh, you missed the best parts, but I'm sure that you know where it was going anyway.
So. I felt like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched the new Into the Dark movie. I didn't watch the monthly horror movie. I didn't watch last month's.
I haven't watched a couple.
It was something to do with a treehouse and a writer. Yeah. I watched this one. It's an April Fool's one called, literally the title of the movie is I'm Just Fucking With You. And it's about this kind of internet troll guy who goes to this hotel, which is kind of a seedy hotel, and the clerk, quote fingers, is just like... just fucking with him, basically.
Pranking him, as it were?
Yeah, but it's more than that. And there's some you know, there's some murder and mayhem involved. It's actually really good. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think...
That's been such a hit-or-miss series with me.
I think The Body, the first one was really good.
Yeah. And I liked the one with the girls at sleepover just because it was so self-contained.
Yes.
And it was so, like, creepy how realistic that was.
And this one's kind of self-contained in itself because basically the whole thing takes place at this hotel.
Okay.
And even, the good guy, if you will, the hero or whoever, the victim, I don't know what you want to call him, the guy that's in it, even him, you're just like, he's not very likable at the beginning. So when the guy's messing with him, you don't actually feel bad for him that he's getting, you know, messed with. But then the guy is so over the top obnoxious about his actions and what he does. It's almost like, damn it, who am I supposed to like? Which kind of makes it interesting.
Yeah.
I watched, these are all on Netflix. Well, that one's on Hulu. The rest of these are all on Netflix. I watched Unicorn Store.
I haven't watched that one yet, but I want to watch it.
It's really fun.
It looked really fun.
Brie Larson directed it.
Minute clip on Instagram. Yeah. A friend told me that she loved it. But I saw the 1 minute clip where she goes into the room and talks about the sparkle vacuums.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
And she's throwing the glitter everywhere. And I was like, I'll watch this.
Samuel L. Jackson's in it.
Yep.
There's another actor. I don't know who he is, but he plays Virgil. The character's name is Virgil. And I think he's great. Joan Cusack's her mom. And I know who her dad is. I just can't place it. Like, I know. And if you saw him, you know who he was. For some reason, I'm thinking he's. I feel like he was in one of the Bourne movies as, like, the guy that Jason Bourne wants to. Whatever. And then they. Well, no, the guy that's hunting down Jason Bourne, but he's a bad guy. He's crooked. I can't think of his name, the actor's name. But anyways, I really enjoyed The Unicorn Store. I give it a good push.
Bradley Whitford?
Sure. It's worth watching.
He was the dad in Get Out.
Okay. Yeah. That's right.
He was also in, what was that, The Good Guys? That Fox buddy cop thing.
Oh, I didn't watch that one.
Oh, he was great.
Was he in one of the Bourne movies?
I'll check. He was also Eric on Billy Madison, the Weasley guy who wanted to take the hotel.
Yes.
Let's see. He was in Cabin in the Woods. He was one of the technicians.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Godzilla King of Monsters, Handmaid's Tale.
I'm probably thinking of somebody else then.
He's been in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's Peralta's dad. Let's see.
I'm probably thinking of someone else then.
It's possible. Boy, he's been in a lot of stuff. I suppose I could just do this, control F, and say B-O-R-N.
P-O-U-R.
How is it? Nope, nothing.
Okay. Different guy then. And the last movie I watched was The Highwaymen, the Netflix movie with Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson as the two guys that led the final charge hunting down Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, okay.
It was excellent. I mean, hard sell, really enjoyed, really, really liked this movie.
Thanks.
Yeah. Really, really enjoyed it. Trailers. I saw a trailer for a flick called El Chicano.
El Chicano?
Yeah. It comes out in May. It's a pair of twin brothers from East L.A. choose to live their lives differently and end up on opposite sides of the law. One's the gang leader. The one's the superhero who's going to stop them. Self-imposed superhero.
Yeah.
Actually, the trailer looked really good, actually.
Cool.
Yeah. I saw another trailer for... saw it after Game of Thrones, actually. It starts May 6th on HBO. It's called Chernobyl. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Looks really good. It's based on the true story of Chernobyl meltdown. It's an HBO miniseries. They said it was going to be 6 episodes. And one of the things that surprised me, because Kate ended up looking it up after, for whatever reason, I thought it happened longer ago than it did, but Chernobyl meltdown, like 1986.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I thought it was like the 60s or maybe the 70s. I didn't realize it was just,
I remember being a kid, and that was right after the Challenger shuttle.
Right.
Yeah, the world was a dark place for quite a while there.
Yeah, so I didn't even think about it, but yeah. Anyways, so that looks really, really good.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
What you got for trailers?
Well, so the first real trailer for the new Child's Play movie.
You shared it with me.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
It was excellent.
Yeah.
It kind of had some feelings of Saw mixed in with Child's Play because you've got one single killer doll.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Saw because of some of the contraptions that you hook people up to. But this Chucky is a modern Chucky because he can control all your smart things in your house.
Yeah.
And so he has access to cars, phones, TVs, basically everything.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, actually, it looked really, really good. It looked like they did a nice modern take on the story about keeping a lot of the same older elements, the core of it.
So. Aubrey Plaza's going to play the mom. Andy.
Doesn't it seem weird that she's old enough to play a mom on a show?
Yeah. I know. Andy is probably, what would you say, like 12, 13 years old? Like, he's definitely not the 8-year-old kid.
No, definitely like 11, 12, something like that.
And Mark Hamill is the voice of Chucky, which you only get one little clip at the very end, but hearing him talk, I'm like, yeah,
that was cool.
That's awesome.
That was awesome.
I also shared with you, I don't know if you watched it, but the second really long trailer for Hobbs and Shaw.
I did watch that after, like, earlier this morning. I didn't realize how freaking long that trailer was.
I know. It was like
3.5 minutes. Yeah.
It was cute. I already wanted to see the movie.
I don't think I'll go to the theaters and see it.
I'm debating it.
Really?
Just because it looks like so much of a popcorn, fun, stupid,
action, fighting,
Expendables kind of thing.
Yeah. It does look like that. I almost hate the fact that it's tied in with Fast and the Furious somehow.
I know. I loved watching them fight, you know, basically. Jason Statham's like, he's like, nope, sorry, this is your room. He goes, why? You got a bunch of bad guys on the other side of that door? Take your door.
Yeah.
And he's got like seven or eight guys, and then The Rock has one guy, but he's huge.
Yeah.
Anybody who could make The Rock look small is pretty big.
Pretty much, yeah.
And, but they had a lot of good stuff in it. I didn't realize that they were going to really get into The Rock's heritage there. Yeah, doing the whole Islander thing.
The Samoan.
Yeah.
And actually, his actual cousin in real life, Roman Reigns, plays like a brother on the show.
I knew he looked familiar, yeah.
So Roman Reigns from the WWE is in the movie.
I loved seeing Idris Elba being like, I'm basically Black Superman.
Yeah.
And then later he really is Black Superman.
But in this movie, they make him, in this trailer, Idris Elba doesn't seem like he's the bad guy villain. They make him seem like he's the good guy trying to stop, not Hobbs, but...
Hobbs' sister. Not Shaw's sister. It's Hobbs' sister, I thought.
It's Jason Statham's sister.
Yeah. Because she stole a virus that can wipe out half the population of the Earth, and he wants it back.
He's trying to stop her.
Yeah.
Now, for good or for bad reasons, but in the first trailer, they make it seem like he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
But in this one, it makes it seem like he's maybe the good guy?
Maybe, unless it was that he had the virus and she broke in and stole it from him, and he's like, I want it back.
Right.
Maybe, but yeah. I may go see it in the theater. I don't know. It just does look
way better than I thought it was going to be.
But then again, I still haven't gone to see Us, and I haven't gone to see Shazam, and I kind of want to see both of those. So I'm saying that now, but it's entirely possible that I won't.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Dark Phoenix?
I didn't watch it.
Okay.
I didn't watch the trailer because I've already decided I'm going to see the movie at some point.
Yep.
So I just didn't bother. I don't want to give away anything.
It was good. The one thing that I took out of this that I hadn't seen, like there were a number of scenes that were really cool, but the one thing that really got me was Nightcrawler, which they introduced in the last one, Apocalypse.
Yep.
He was kind of like a nerdy kid. No, in this one, we get to see him doing the sword fighting, bamfing back and forth.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it looks badass.
Well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've already kind of said I definitely want to watch the flick at some point.
Yeah.
So, I shared with you a trailer for the new Amazon original series, The Boys, based on the comic book, The Boys.
I am so into this.
Did you ever read the comics?
No.
Okay, I got introduced to the comics by Ronnie, mm-hmm. and I ended up reading the whole run. I don't know how many, it was like 100-something issues, I think. But I ended up reading the whole run a year and a half ago. Yeah, probably. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I can't think of the actor's name. He plays Bones in the new Star Trek. Carl Urban. I like him a lot.
I love him.
Yeah. And the fact that he's playing the lead good guy / bad guy, whatever you want to call him, his job is to keep superheroes in line. And he does that by basically killing them.
Yeah. Because, you know, you see some of these superheroes that are doing whatever they want, and they're like, I'm a superhero. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, I mean, the comic book is really graphic.
Looks like this is pretty graphic.
Well, no, but that's the thing is the comic book is really graphic as far as sexuality, violence. These superheroes, some of them are just pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's this main superhero group, I guess, like their version of the Avengers or whatever it is. And they take on a new member because – and they're very – they have public relations people, and they're very PR type people. That's why you see the thing at the beginning of the trailer where he's talking about being in, you know, I fight for America. Mm. It looks like he's at a rally.
Yeah.
But they're very PR orientated people. And so they have to have another member to the team. So they get this girl who is from some religious team, and they pull her aboard, and then they make her give all the guy members head.
Wow.
In the thing. Or she can go back to her own little team.
Wow.
And she does it in the comics. And then later on, I mean, you'll see it as you watch it if they follow the comics or whatever on this story, but, like, she does it. And it's, like, they don't show male parts, but they show naked boobs in the comics, and they show lots of violence, and there's lots of sex. And so I'm like, and then you watch this R-rated trailer, Red Band trailer for this show, and it's just like,
yeah.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
almost looks even more over the top.
Yeah.
Than the comics is.
Yeah.
Comics are, or whatever.
If I'm not mistaken, because I watched it a couple of times, there were some fast moving images.
Yeah.
One of them looked like an Ant-Man style person who shrunk down and jumped into somebody's rectum.
Yep.
And then there was a woman who was gyrating on top of a guy and moaning in ecstasy, and then crushed his head with her thighs.
His head exploded.
Yeah.
That's accurate. So I'm very excited to watch this, actually. Looking forward to seeing this show.
Comes out in July, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I guess my one news thing I have. Do you have any more trailers? I don't think I do either.
No.
I think the only one I shared with you is that one. Yeah. DC suddenly halted production on Swamp Thing. They are in the middle of filming episode 10 of 13. The show launches next month, but they're going to be filming the final three episodes next month. And they halted production on it.
Which is odd, because this past week
they released a teaser image.
I didn't even... Well, it was a 1 minute clip and you actually get to see him, but it was so brief and it was so that I didn't bother saying, oh, let's talk about that.
The same day they released the teasers, the same day they halted production.
Interesting.
As far as all of a sudden they had to massively rewrite things and film things to make season 10, episode 10, the season finale. And now, of course, rumors are swirling, is he even going to make air? Is DC going to pull the plug on DC Universe?
Why?
I don't know. Is it not working?
Titans seem to do pretty well.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that really enjoy Titans.
Unless they got wind of what's going to happen with Disney Plus and all the Marvel stuff they're bringing, and they were like, oh shit, we got to backtrack. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. But
DC, except for their CW TV world, everything DC's trying to do, outside of comics in the CW world, like the DC app, the DC universe, the DC movie cinematic universe, whatever you want to call it, it's like they don't have a plan of attack when they start this stuff. They just wing it and then go, oh crap, no, we overshot.
Yeah. Wonder Woman was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was. I liked Justice League.
I didn't dislike it as much as I hated Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad was abysmal. Aquaman was,
I haven't watched it yet,
popcorn fluff.
Yeah.
And way too much exposition.
Yep.
I don't know. Shazam is supposedly great.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about Shazam.
I still want to go see that one, but yeah, I feel like it's too many misses and not enough hits.
Yep.
And now their CW series that, you know, we're saying is one of the few things they're doing well, they're going to reboot it next fall with Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah. But I think in a good way, what we got, like 8 seasons of Arrow.
Yeah, right? Well, that'll be the 8th season.
Yeah, 8th season of Arrow. Unfortunately, 4 seasons of Legends, but really they just hit their stride season 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. 3 of Supergirl.
I think 4 of Supergirl. Next year, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think next year is 4. Because we had the first season on CBS.
Have we had 3 seasons on CBS? I closed my laptop.
Started in 2015.
Supergirl season 4.
Yep. So we're on season 4.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. Yeah. So it'll be 5 seasons of Supergirl, essentially.
Yep.
I know they're not redoing Flash, but which I'm pretty pleased with, actually.
Yeah.
But, you know, bringing in the Batwoman series, bringing in potentially a Constantine series back, I'm okay with all that.
As long as they do it right.
Yeah. But I don't have the nervousness that they're going to do it wrong.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So. Yeah, well, some of the stuff that they've done has been really good. Like Flash and Legends eventually.
Yes. You know,
Legends in the beginning and then Legends eventually.
Right.
In the middle. Eh. Yeah. But, you know, Supergirl really tanked after leaving CBS.
When Calista Flockhart left, which surprised me. I didn't think
Arrow was good in the beginning and then just went really downhill and started shitting the bed.
But we really enjoy the crossovers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yep. That's pretty much all I got for this week.
It's kind of all I got.
Short episode.
People might like listening to less.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Less is more, they say sometimes.
Yeah. Anyways, cool. All right. Well, I'm Superstar Mal on Twitter.
I am the Quantum Geek, G33K.
That's the show.
Talk to you next week.